Well, as I talked about in the plenary, I do hope that we start to define early intervention for people with early psychosis that will most certainly include supported employment and supported education. I think another challenge, which is long overdue, is to look at supported education, define that model, evaluate it systematically, see how it interfaces with supported employment. I hope that this mental health treatment study that I referred to, where we're getting beneficiaries back to work, that we're able, well, first of all, we need obviously to see what the results are, but assuming the results are favorable, that we are able not just to have a report that's filed away in somebody's file cabinet, but becomes part of the policy discussion, that we influence federal policy. I hope also this is a more mundane goal, but we have a new supported employment fidelity scale, which we think is a very good quality improvement tool, and also a research tool. We hope that we can validate that scale and that it can be further more widely used. Another direction, I didn't mention this either, but another goal that part of the Dartmouth group has, and I share it, is to nurture the development of supported employment in other countries. You know, I've been to Australia, Japan, the Netherlands, England, Finland, Spain, and in those places you've talked about supported employment, Hong Kong. And so we have a national learning community, this Johnson & Johnson project. Can we expand it internationally and promote this model in other countries? We think, as far as we can tell, it works pretty well, even in countries with very different labor laws and with different disability rules. We think that it is very transportable. And so that's another development. How soon, whether it will happen, you know, it won't happen instantaneously, so I don't know the timetable on, but that's another thing on my to-do list, is to help in that enterprise.